Well, we'll be hearing stories today about the power in numbers. Let's start in Oakland.
Yeah.
You know that moment at a party when someone asks a big question and no one knows the answer? Everyone whips out their smartphones and probably ends up at Wikipedia, the online encyclopedia for practically everything that anyone can edit. Well, for all things Oakland, the city has its own page, Oakland Wiki.
Oakland Wiki is if you take the community brain and put it online. That's what we're trying to get at.
Marina Cuxo is managing director of Oakland Wiki. It's part of a network of more than 70 place-based sites like it around the world. Cuxo says these local wikis fill wide information gaps.
Because basically the situation is that in most communities, it's incredibly difficult to find even basic information about the place where you live.
The kind of information you find on Oakland Wiki ranges from the practical, like who to call if your power lines are down or your cat's stuck up a tree, to the obscure, like the Oaklander who invented the squeegee. All that information is there for you because somebody typed it in. KALW's Audrey Dilling met some of the contributors and brings us this story.
So every time you make a change, you should comment so people know what you made the change for.
I'm at an Oakland Wiki editing party at the main library in downtown Oakland. This is the kind of party where you whisper.
So what are you writing there?
I created a page about the Black Panther band.
Yvonne Silva and about 10 other people have come to the library to do research and add what they learned to pages on the Oakland Wiki. Silva's got a book called Party Music, open to a page about the funk band The Lumpin'.
Why are you doing this?
Just because it's fun.
He's a librarian.
Well, I like doing research and learning, and I like to create starter pages, and these starter pages engage people in conversations.
A starter page is just a fresh entry on a new topic, like his Black Panther funk band one.
The Lumpin' was the Black Panther revolutionary funk band.
Silva hopes other people add to it.
So it just empowers people to add their own voice to history.
And that's one big way that Oakland Wiki is different from regular Wikipedia. Wikipedia articles have to be as objective as possible. But Silva says Oakland Wiki is more of a community conversation.
It's a tool for people to tell their stories, how they see Oakland, how they've experienced Oakland from their own terms.
Within reason, wikis are collaborative. And part of the conversation is keeping entries accurate.
So every change that happens to an entry is saved and publicly visible in a history of all the changes on that entry.
That's Marina Cuxo, the wiki's managing director. Cuxo says wiki users watch these changes pretty vigilantly. People get so into it that there's actually an entry about a made-up syndrome called recent changes addiction. Symptoms include
having recent changes as your homepage, nerdiness, paying work being put aside in order to stay up to date on recent changes.
And they also catch any problems really quickly and revert them usually within a few minutes.
There are 450 registered users of Oakland Wiki, plus some people who add to the wiki anonymously, which is allowed. So far, all those people have created more than 5,000 entries. There's a page about an ostrich farm. Yes, an ostrich farm in Oakland's Fruitvale neighborhood in the early 1900s.
Part of ostrich behavior includes waltzing, the habit of spinning around and around crazily when the sun comes up.
Bet you didn't know that. And there's a page on the Lake Merritt monster, otherwise known as the Oak Ness monster. Alleged sightings of this creature date back to the 40s. Now, I think history is great, and maybe I'll tell someone at a dinner party that ostriches waltz. Or when someone mentions the Black Panther funk band, I'll be like, yeah, the Lumpin', I've heard of them. But I still don't really get why Oakland Wiki matters. again, Marina Cuxo.
So it started because in July 2013, Domain Awareness Center was on City Council's agenda.
A while back, the city of Oakland got some money from the feds to create a surveillance hub, the Domain Awareness Center, to protect the port of Oakland from a terrorist attack. And some city officials wanted to expand the project to keep watch over all of Oakland, meaning the center would collect footage from traffic cameras, license plate detectors, closed circuit video from schools, things like that. Everything was going according to plan, until a regular wiki contributor, username GreenCozy, found out about it. She was streaming a live public safety committee meeting on the city's website. Yep, there's a group of people that does this.
Item 4 is a resolution authorizing the city administrator to 1. Accept, appropriate, and administer City Domain Awareness Center project. I have no public speakers.
You know, they were talking about this Domain Awareness Center thing and almost acting as if it was a done deal.
Wiki contributor GreenCozy made an entry.
That just said, you know, does anyone know what this thing is? I couldn't really find any information about it. And you can do that. Like, you can leave questions on the wiki or say, hey, does anyone know?
Other users started adding to the entry. A privacy activist group started requesting documents about the center and posting what they learned.
The interesting thing is that because there was almost no information online about this when one of our contributors made the entry, and because it now includes almost all the information about it, it became the top hit when people were looking for information about this.
The schedules for the city council meetings went up on the wiki. People started turning up at those meetings to protest.
All right, my name is Joshua Smith, and I'm here to speak against the funding of the Domain Awareness Center.
This continued for months. The New York Times picked up the story and linked to the Oakland Wiki for more information. And other national outlets covered it, too.
The latest big idea in police work is something called domain awareness. But NPR's Martin Cossey reports that privacy fears in one city have provoked an angry backlash.
In March, the Oakland City Council decided not to expand the Domain Awareness Center to the whole city. They decided it would just focus on the port. The Oakland Wiki entry was the main source of information about the center, and it still is. If you search Domain Awareness Center on Google right now, the Oakland Wiki entry is still the top hit.
You know, in most places you ask, you know, oh yeah, how does city council work? Like, how? What would you do if you wanted to change a city policy? And it's like, I don't even know. Like, you almost don't expect that you should be able to know how these Byzantine processes work. And what we're working on is saying, no, you can know how these things work. And here it is. Like, here's the information that you want to know.
Of course, this all depends on getting people online and engaged with the wiki. If you're feeling timid about that, Cuxo says come to an editing party and she'll show you how to do it. In Oakland, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.